Councillor Report from County Councillor Elaine Still. My article in the winter newsletter referred to the fact that at the time of writing the Milking Pen Lane Bridge had been relatively clear, but that Hampshire Highways was continuing its investigations into the cause of the flooding. Unsurprisingly, the heavy rainfall since then, compounded by fallen leaves and debris being washed into the drains, has resulted in further flooding. And as a consequence, I put pressure on senior highways officers to get something done once and for all. The following is a statement I issued in January following my discussions with highways officers. The delays which have been experienced with this scheme are primarily due to difficulties in determining the current drainage system. Investigations have to date failed to identify the exact location of the drainage pipes and outlets, as the pipework for the current drainage runs under the Network Rail Bridge abutment, making it impossible to get to. The pipe is blocked, and efforts to try and clear the pipe and to carry out a CCTV survey have proved fruitless. This has resulted in engineers being unable to determine where the pipe outfalls and consequently not being able to survey and jet from the other end. It has therefore been agreed that a new chamber needs to be constructed at the first point the pipe appears to become accessible, which is the entrance area to the Scout Hut. This is away from the bridge and will be over the location where highways engineers believe the pipe to run in order to gain access to it. However, at this point, the pipe will be in excess of 2 metres deep, which brings its own complications, as excavation to these depths brings into play a number of health and safety issues pertaining to deep excavations, which need to be taken into account. Once the pipe is located and the chamber constructed, it will provide a better opportunity to determine where the outfall is and jet and survey it to ensure it is clear. Once the chamber has been constructed, the intention is then to replace the existing highway drainage under the bridge, which will link into the new chamber. However, the construction of new gullies under the bridge introduces further complications to the scheme, as, due to the proximity of the works to the bridge, an agreement with Network Rail, known as a BAPA, Basic Asset Protection Agreement, is required, which often takes a frustratingly long time to get in place. The works that are required to carry out these drainage improvements will need to be carried out under a road closure. In order to avoid inconveniencing residents and highway users more than necessary, a comprehensive plan needs to be in place to carry out the works before anything is started. It is anticipated that the new drainage system will be constructed in one continuous operation, ensuring the road is not closed for longer than necessary. Given the current weather and subsequent ground conditions, Hampshire Highways would be looking to programme these works to start early in the next financial year, when the weather may be more suitable for carrying out deep excavation and drainage works. I hope you can see from the above that whilst this scheme appears to be relatively simple, it has certainly been anything but. The primary cause of delay has been the repeated attempts to try and determine the extent of the current drainage system, both through the identification of historical records, jetting and to CCTV surveys, all of which have been unsuccessful. A way forward has now been identified, although the results of any of the works may affect the direction they move in. And this is always going to be the situation when dealing with a number of unknowns. I will keep the Parish Council and your ward members updated.